Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 6 this morning. Exodus chapter 6. I'll be honest with you, I'd rather have Pastor up here this morning. I'm grateful that he is here. He's able to sit with us this morning. But I'd rather him be up here. And so just to let you know, we are totally 100% dependent upon the Holy Spirit this morning. And all God's people said, amen. We're going to read about 13 verses here in the book of Exodus chapter number 6. And we're going to see what Moses is going through in his life at this point in time. You go back a few other chapters, you see God's kind of getting him ready to take on a mission that that he needs to be taken on. And Moses begins to use a few excuses to really get him out of the way so he wouldn't have to succumb to the journey that God has ahead of him. And the reason why I say this morning, because I believe that Moses not only lacked confidence in himself, but he lacked confidence in God. And folks, let's be honest, that's us today. We lack some great confidence in ourselves, and we lack confidence in God. So we're going to read these verses, and we're going to see how the Jehovah begins to speak to Moses. Here in chapter 6, verse number 1, it says, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with a great judgment. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for a cruel bondage. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear, who am of uncircumcised lips? And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt." Let's bow ourselves in a word of prayer this morning. Folks, I'm going to pray outwardly, but I don't want to say beg you, but I ask you to pray silently to the Lord to lift me up to give you the words that you need to hear this morning. Could you do that for me? Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful that we're able to be here this morning. God, I thank you for your word that we can depend on, that we can go to for comfort, that we can go to for joy, that we can go to when we need peace in our lives. God, I thank you for the men that you've used to give us this word. Lord, I pray this morning that you would just continue to move in the hearts of your people here this morning. God, I ask that you would use me, guide me through your scripture. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. One of the things that I begin to realize is a lack of confidence of people that they have that they don't have about themselves. I have shared many stories with you, as you've heard me preach on many different occasions, of the confidence that I lack in my life. I don't only lack confidence when it comes to preaching God's word, but I lack it in many other areas. And this is something that I have dealt with for many years. I can't really point an age on that. But I can tell you this morning, it is something that I struggle with. No doubt there's somebody here this morning that battles that very same thing. But I do have great confidence in the Lord giving me the ability to get through every day of my life. As we just read this chapter here very briefly, we see Moses was spending some time in prayer. And during that prayer, he begins to ask God for some certain things. Moses lacked some confidence in God, obviously. I find it truly amazing this morning, even these great leaders, as mighty as they were, as that we read about, needed the help of God in their life. Folks, you too, and myself included, we need God's help. And how can we get that help in our lives is through this simple phrase, and that is praying to your God. Praying to your God. This is what Moses was doing. And as he says here in verse number 1, after Moses is praying, it says, "And God spake unto Moses," meaning God's going to deliver his answer. I don't know about you, but I find this very exciting because in this chapter here, verse number 2, it says, "Moses, you can have confidence in me this morning. You can have confidence in me tonight. You can have confidence to me in the future for this statement that I'm going to give you right now, Moses, and that is this: I am the Lord. I am the Lord." Folks, if we can get the concept that we are not alone in life, because as a child of God, He is our Father, and He is here to be a help to us. And Moses needed the help of God. So God gives him an answer. And he says, "I am the Lord." And then he begins to rehearse some things with him in verse number 3. It says, "And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But my name Jehovah was not known to them." He goes on, he says, "I have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, where they were strangers." They obviously had some needs in their life as well. They had some great difficulties, some great tasks that lie ahead of them. And it was the Lord, their God, that was able to deliver them from their dire situation that they are in. The situation that Moses is in this morning is the fact that he's going up against a man by the name of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a man that held the Israelites captive. And Moses was the leader of the Israelites, and it was Moses' greatest desire for Pharaoh not only to let him go, but to let the people of Israel go as well. And so Pharaoh became an obstacle in the life of Moses and in the life of the Israelites. And Moses knew that he had to turn to God. As I bring this up this morning, I believe it's very important for me to point this out before we go on. You and I, no matter what we achieve in life, no matter what accolades might come our way, no matter what we might think of ourselves, we're nobody without Jesus Christ. And we need the help of God in our life. There isn't a task too big, there isn't a task too small that God cannot handle. But unfortunately, here is what takes place in the life of believers at time is we don't think that God wants to handle our problems. And so therefore, we refuse at times to develop a relationship with Him. We refuse to go to the Lord in prayer, to seek His guidance, to seek wisdom from Him, to seek His help. And we begin to try to do things on our own. And then when we begin to do those things on our own, things begin to crumble, they begin to fall apart. which is why I believe Moses realized, hey, I cannot take this task upon myself. I cannot go up against Pharaoh by myself, because Pharaoh is a far greater person than I am. He's got probably more knowledge in some areas. He's probably got more weapons of warfare that he's able to have to keep us captive. God, I'm calling upon you this morning because I need help from you Almighty. And he prayed and he went to the Lord. He went to God and he sought his face. And God appears to him and he says, I am the Lord. Folks, I hope this morning that all of you can say today that God is your Lord. And the only way that you can say that is if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ. The song that was just sang here this morning, The Old Rugged Cross, might not have any meaning to some people in here this morning. But it has a great meaning to me, because it was my Savior who decided to put himself upon the cross so that I could have eternal life with him. That means something to me. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. You know, in about 6 or 7 weeks from here, I'm going to have a privilege to be able to preach upon that hill, where Christ laid his life down for you and I. That cross means something to me this morning. It means something to me this morning because that was when the Lord became the God of my life. It was that day that when I began to lack the confidence in my life, where God began to instill that confidence in me. Moses, as God is talking to him, he says, I am the Lord. I have established my covenant with him. Verse number 5. It says, and I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptian keeps in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with stretched out arm and with a great judgment. You know, there are some folks in here this morning that are probably battling some very difficult things in their life. Some might be struggling financially. I don't know. Nobody's told me. Some might be struggling with some health issues. Some might be struggling with things that they don't even want to mention here this morning. We all go through these things in life. But what I do know is we serve a God who can deliver us out of our deepest despair, who can strengthen us, who can guide us, and who can encourage us. I serve a God this morning that remembers the promises that he bestows upon the people. I say this for a reason. Promises to us don't really mean a thing to a lot of people. It's just words that come out of our mouths. Well, I promise to be there for you. No, we really don't. God remembers the promises. And then he begins to remind Moses of those covenants that he made. The interesting thing that I see here in Scripture is with Moses is how God had to remind him that he was going to take care of this situation. In verse number 7, it says, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptian. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did answer to give it to Abraham for Isaac and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord. Some of us in here this morning need to be reminded that we cannot get through life dependent upon ourselves and dependent upon others. Yes, they can be a great help through a transitional period. I understand those things. But you and I this morning cannot get through life without the Lord. But yet we as believers, we try to do that on so many different occasions. And I believe it's for this reason. because we don't desire to develop a relationship with God Almighty. Folks, I hope that you can see here this morning the importance of having a relationship with God. If you don't have it, I encourage you to get that this morning. There isn't anything in life that I cannot do if it wasn't for the help of God. And I am in need of the Lord this morning. Not only am I in need of the Lord this morning, but I am in need of Him tomorrow. I'm in need of Him this next week and the next month and the next year to come in my life. And I would hate to see where my life would end up if I would just leave the Lord out. And I'm thankful this morning that we serve a God that not only wants to hear our prayers, no different than you're hearing me right now speak to you, but it goes a little bit deeper with the Lord when He not only hears our prayers, but I'm thankful this morning that God wants to answer our prayers. You know, the greatest answer to my prayer, I'll never forget, was the day that He saved my soul from hell to heaven. I'll never forget that prayer. I'll never forget the scenery. I'll never forget the tree, even though the tree's gone. I'll never forget that stuff, because that's the day that I was able to call upon the Lord. I can only get through life, you can only get through life, by being totally dependent upon the Lord. By allowing yourself to have a relationship with Him, by allowing yourself not just to have a relationship, but allowing yourself to do this, to speak to Him. To speak to Him. Our relationship lacks with God because of a lack of communication. I see this in this verse here. Moses was praying to God. What was he doing? He was seeking a relationship. Not just a spiritual relationship, but he was actually seeking an intimate relationship with the Lord too. As he began to go with Him and begin to tell Him his burdens and begin to tell the Lord his sorrows and begin to tell the Lord that he struggled with things, begin to tell the Lord that he lacked confidence in areas of his life. And the Lord heard his prayer. And then He answered his prayer. I'm thankful today that we can call upon the Lord for many things in our life. I'm thankful this morning that I'm able to go to the Lord and begin to ask for wisdom in areas that I lack. I'm thankful this morning I'm able to go to the Lord and begin to pray for each and every single one of you for areas in your life that you might need help in, or areas in your life that you might be struggling with. I'm thankful this morning I'm able to go to the Lord and begin to take some of your burdens that has been on you for so long, and I'm able to lift those up to the Lord for you. I'm thankful for those things. But that only comes about by having a relationship with the Lord. I realize this morning that your relationship with the Lord is not where it should be. Every single one of us in here this morning has a room for improvement to further their walk with God. We all have room for improvement this morning to have a better prayer life. We all have room in our lives this morning to have a more deep spiritual reading the Word of God in our life. We all have room for improvements. But we can only do those things not because of ourselves, but because of the Lord. And we're only able to do those things because the Lord left His Father, came to this earth, and saw that we are in need of Him. And He laid down His life for you and for me. The greatest thing about that is all we have to do is accept it. I don't have to go to church to try to get my salvation. I don't have to say 30,000 memory verses. I don't have to do any Hail Marys. All I have to do is put my belief, faith, and trust in Him and seek forgiveness of my sins. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for our Lord as I close out this morning. I know this is quick. I know this is brief. But sometimes, folks, we don't need to be a half hour, 45 minutes. Sometimes we just need to get to the point. And I'll be honest with you, Pastor has taught me that in these last 4 or 5 weeks of his preaching. Just get to the point, be done. And some of you are sitting in this morning, okay, Chad, what's the point? We want to be done. Hurry up. And I'm going to keep on talking because I just lost my train of thought. Well, folks, this morning, we need to be dependent upon the Lord. We need to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to do a work in our life that He's never done before. Ask Him to move. Ask Him to use us. Ask Him to give us. I saw somebody put this on Facebook this morning. I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 13, to give us more boldness, to go to the throne of grace and boldness. We need to ask for those things. He's the Lord. He wants to hear from you this morning, and He wants to be a part of your life. He demonstrates that in Scripture. He demonstrated that here with Moses, with the Israelites. He reminded Moses of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how He was there for them. And folks, I'm here to remind you this morning, not only was He there for them, but He's here for you. He's here for you. All you have to do is just give in to Him. As I said, was it the other night or last week, bow the knee. We refuse at times to bow the knee before the Lord and allow Him to work in our life. If you want to move further, closer to God, I should say, maybe it's time to bow the knee to the Lord and let Him be the God of your life the way Moses was able to experience it in this chapter. Lord, we thank You for this day that You've given us. Lord, I know it probably sounded like I rambled, but God, I believe there was a point that You wanted me to get out in the Scripture, and that is, You are our Lord. You want to have a relationship with us. You want us to depend upon You. You want us to grow closer to You. You want us to love You more and more each day of our lives. God, I don't know how You've even worked in our hearts this morning, but God, if there is somebody who has been convicted of something in their life, I pray as the pianist plays for a few verses that they would seek Your face in the moments to come. And we ask You these things in Your name. Amen.